This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, Saturday's punishing storms turned deadly down in Ellis County.
Yeah, a man killed in Annis when his motorhome was destroyed.
And the 90-mile-an-hour straight-line winds proved to be too much for one motel.
I'm in Annis, the Ellis County community absolutely rocked by Saturday's storms. Right now, I'm in the parking lot of the Days Inn along I-45, where I can see the roof has just been peeled back from the structure like somebody opened a can of tuna. One of the oddities of storms like this is the Arby's right next door seems virtually untouched. Also in Ennis at the Texas Motorplex, a man named TJ Bailey was killed when his RV was rocked by the winds and rolled over in the parking lot. Friends like Seth Fox have a hard time coming to grips with this loss.
It was terrible to hear the news. To lose somebody like that, as you can tell on social media, I mean, it makes waves. The pain is felt nationwide.
Texas Motorplex is launching a fundraiser to assist Bailey's family. In Ennis, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dan Brunoff joins us now, and this just goes to show whenever severe weather is in the area, you got to pay attention.
Yeah, we activated KRLD Storm Center team coverage early Saturday morning from 5 to about 9 o'clock as two supercells raced at 55 miles per hour, pretty much from west to east across our southern county south of I-20. Did a lot of damage, but some residents in Waxahachie say it was a tornado, but again, the official word from the Weather Service, straight line winds. So again, that can do just about as much damage, and it's more widespread when you have straight line winds. So that's what caused a lot of the havoc down there, and also up to golf ball size hail in Mansfield and in Burleson.
And damage in Waxahachie has put the Tulip Festival there on hold. Blooms were damaged. Organizers of what they call Tulip Palooza doing everything they can to restore the flowers, but for now the festival's closed. It was set to be its sixth year and running through Sunday. For reopening updates, you can visit their Facebook page.
Spring break begins today in Dallas and other large North Texas school districts. Other big districts like Fort Worth take their breaks next week. With so many people traveling during the break, the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council's Stephen Love is worried measles could spread further.
We are concerned with the number of people traveling, especially kids that are traveling in airports.
Almost 200 Texans have been infected so far. One Texas child has died. Another person in New Mexico died of the measles.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
And we're checking this because it is a busy travel season. We're up to 20 outbound delays at DFW Airport this morning. 3 cancellations, including a flight to Hartsfield-Jackson. Also, B9 is the heaviest checkpoint right now. You're going to wait almost 30 minutes to get through that checkpoint this morning.
And at left field, there are 18 delays in and out of the airport. No cancellations. Security wait times, 6 minutes for general boarding, 2 minutes for TSA pre-check.
And remember, spring breakers also come here to do their breaking, and Clyde Warren Park is making it easier for visitors to explore Dallas. The park just opened its Visit Dallas kiosk. It's located next to the Nancy Best Fountain. It offers curated itineraries, local insights, even sports equipment rentals. Visit Dallas information specialists are on hand every day from 11 to 7 to help plan outings, find restaurants, suggest family-friendly activities. The grand opening is today. They feature live music, giveaways from local sports teams, and a chance to win Southwest Airlines vouchers and hotel stays.
The Colt Walker is currently the state gun of Texas, but maybe not for long. KRLD's Chris Fox has more on this and other bills set to be rolled out at the state capitol today.
It's all committee hearings at the state capitol, as the House and Senate won't officially gather again till Tuesday. Among the bills to be heard, Mays Middleton's Senate Bill 406. It restricts the changing of a birth certificate for any reason other than clerical error. The House is set to roll out House Bill 5 and House Joint Resolution 3. They would establish the Dementia Prevention and Research Institute of Texas and fund it with $3 billion. And State Senator Brian Hughes's Senate Concurrent Resolution 22. It would change the official state gun of Texas from the Colt Walker to, can you guess? One hint, come and take it, a cannon. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All right, let's put that question to you. Should the cannon be the state gun of Texas? Send us a voice message in the Odyssey app. Just tap the microphone button on the KRLD page. If the cannon becomes the state gun of Texas, then I feel like the state of Texas needs then a state handgun, an official state handgun, and then, of course, an official state rifle, an official state shotgun. I mean, we'll need, because, I mean, you know, I guess they all fall into the category of gun, but I don't know, a cannon is just so different than a pistol. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you do, do not plan on getting sick, like really sick, in the next 10 years. In the next, gosh, that's a shame, because I was really planning on getting sick in the next 10 years. Researchers are warning of a potential hospital bed shortage in the United States, with annual hospitalizations are projected to rise from 6 million this year to 40 million in 10 years from now.
Wow.
How? What? I thought we were getting healthier. I thought we were living longer, but not. Now, I'm sure some of that is probably the baby boomers making their way through. I mean, that the baby boomers is still the biggest generation. Well, it was until today's new younger generation is now bigger than the baby boomers. The Journal of American Medical Association reports that hospital admissions have remained 11 percentage points higher since COVID. Now, get this. Experts caution that reaching 85% capacity can make a hospital's basic operations dysfunctional and unsafe. What? Then they need to build them with 15% more capacity,
right?
Then to accommodate that. That's crazy. Think if a hotel was at 100% capacity, would that mean you'd get worse? You probably would actually get worse quality of services at a hotel if it was something similar to that. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates from Bloomberg. Here's Jeff Bellinger.
And good morning. Stock market futures have been pointing lower all morning. Could be an ugly start on Wall Street today. The Dow futures down 471 points now. Shares of Redfin, though, they're up 69%. Pre-market, the real estate listing site, is being acquired by Rocket for $1.75 billion. President Trump says a deal for TikTok's American business could come soon. The president talked to reporters on Air Force One. He said there is a lot of interest in the social media platform, and his administration is dealing with four potential buyers. Officials from a number of major food companies will reportedly meet with Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. today. Politico says executives from General Mills and PepsiCo will be among the participants. Kennedy has accused the food industry of harming Americans' health. He might not approve of this, but St. Patrick's Day is just a week off, and Krispy Kreme has a new limited-time donut collection to mark the occasion. Four new donuts are on the menu today, and the chain's original glazed donuts will be turned green for next Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I'm Jeff Bellinger with Bloomberg Business on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Years it has been since I have had a donut. We should order donuts. You know, it's the whole sugar thing.
Yeah.
I don't eat a whole lot of sugar.
That might just like wipe you out completely.
A single donut would
kill you.
Yeah, it'd put me down.
Be
no
his
doubt.
His last meal.
Could have a donut hole.
That would actually, if I was on death row, I would say I'll have donuts as my last meal, and I would beat them to it.
I'll have a dozen glazed.
Yeah,
absolutely.
826.
Well, Dallas police investigating a shooting that left a 16-year-old dead Saturday evening in Southeast Oak Cliff. Officers found the teen with gunshot wounds on Great Trinity Forest Way near I-45. The victim died at the scene. So far, no word on a suspect or a possible motive.
In Austin, a bill in committee in the Texas Senate would restrict land purchases, and it's coming under fire.
Senate Bill 17 is currently in the State Affairs Committee, but already it's being blasted as a dangerous step toward discrimination. The bill would bar individuals or businesses from China, Iran, North Korea, or Russia from buying property here in Texas. Lily True with Asian Texans for Justice says this bill could lead to racial profiling.
If a Chinese American were to go and try to buy a business, does that now mean that the realtor can ask them, are you a U.S. citizen? And does that mean that now that person needs to carry paperwork with them to prove that they're a U.S. citizen?
True supports the national security concerns associated with the bill, but says the language needs to be tightened up. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, President Trump could soon introduce a new travel ban.
He used executive orders early in his first term to ban visitors from Muslim-majority countries. Austin immigration attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch says this one would be similar. The order would bar people from Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Very upsetting, especially if you consider the fact that a lot of people from Afghanistan who have come have, you know, fled danger directly related to the U.S. involvement there.
Reports say the order directs several cabinet members to make recommendations by March 21st for a list of countries from which travel should be partly or fully suspended because their, quote, vetting and screening information is so deficient. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A recent study says cases of fentanyl poisoning in children are rising.
The study published in the American Journal of Drug and Alcohol Abuse found a 1,200% increase in the number of cases reported to poison centers between 2015 and 2023. Children under 12 were mostly exposed to fentanyl unintentionally. Just last week in New York, a Bronx daycare owner was sentenced to 45 years in prison for the death of a one-year-old who ingested fentanyl that was kept under play mats. DEA Special Agent Frank Tarantino.
That's just a tragedy that no parent should ever have to face.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.